The 2012 NASCAR Nationwide Series got off with a bang today with one of the craziest finishes in a long time. The first half of the race was fairly calm, but like most races this week and in past years at Daytona, the closing laps were anything but calm. Danica Patrick wrecked out of the event early, and many others like Dale Earnhardt Jr., Denny Hamlin, Justin Allgaier, and Kenny Wallace saw their chances to win evaporate in wrecks late in the race. As the field came to the white flag, ESPN lead announcer Alan Bestwick almost predicted what was about to ensue.
The last lap is underway. Who gets back first if there's no accident?
As the field roared down the back straightaway for the final time, the eventual winner wasn't even inside the top 10. Here's the last half lap from ESPN.
Here comes Stewart in the 33 as Logano goes to the point. Three wide in turn four. A squeeze to the outside wall. Trouble in the corner. Hard, vicious crash. Who gets through to win the race? Caution flag has just been called. The race leader is James Buescher in the 30 car.
As the Busch brothers, Joey Logano, Trevor Bayne, Tony Stewart, Ricky Stenhouse, and others in the top 10 wrecked in turn four, the car that entered the corner in 11th place exited the corner in first.
The call has come. James Buescher has won this race.
James Buescher isn't even running for the Nationwide Series championship this year as he's a Camping World Truck Series regular, but that didn't stop him from going for the win. Even Buescher himself isn't quite sure how he pulled it off.
Got down to the end, and after we beat all the fenders off of it and beat them back out, didn't have anybody that seemed to wanted to draft with us, so I was just trying to do everything I could to stay in the top 10 with no drafting help, and they all piled up in front of me, and we made it through. It's hard to describe the feeling when you make it through the wreck and you're the only guy. You don't see anybody in front of you and coming to the checkered flag, but it's pretty incredible, and definitely we'll never forget it.
James Buescher picked up his first career Nationwide win on Saturday, and John King won his first career Truck Series race the night before, so one can only imagine who might wind up in victory lane tomorrow in the 54th running of the Daytona 500. I'm Nick Brinks reporting for Fusion 93 KMSC Sports. We'll be right back.